Hey, kid, you want to know how to get into ketosis in 60 minutes or less? Do I sound like a used car salesman? This is Ben Greenfield. No, actually, we do go into how to get into ketosis in an hour, and which vitamins and minerals and nutrients and more kind of fill in the holes of a ketogenic diet on today's podcast with Gary Millett, which I think is funny because millet is a whole grain, and, well, you don't eat a lot of those when you're ketogenic. That's where my weird brain goes.
I get laughed at, maybe because it's a little bit woo-woo, esoteric, invisible, whatever, but I use quantum energy. I pray over my food when I eat. I try and emanate positive emotions and feelings towards people. I do like little breath work and Tibetan longevity exercise moves to charge up my body with invisible energy. And yes, I even blast my home and my body with certain quantum energy products like necklaces and little boxes that I can use to charge up food. And I get this all from this company called Lila Q. Now, I realize that some quantum energy stuff is not provable by science, but Lila does have third-party studies revealing a remarkable 20 to 30% increase in ATP production, a vital process for cells. Quantum energy has over 59 studies already done and counting. These are randomized double-blind studies these folks are doing for blood quality and HRV optimization. I can't explain it, okay? I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I can explain how quantum energy would increase blood energy or blood quality. Could be placebo. I don't know. But all I can tell you is I wear their necklace. I use their products. I blast my home with their energy. And it's called Lila Q. I've got a podcast with them, a few, if you want to take a deeper dive. But you just go to the website. Check it out. It's kind of fun to surf around. And you know what? If anything, you're going to have some cool-looking conversation products at your house and hanging around your neck. I love them. Lila Q, LEELAQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. LEELAQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You got to check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You can put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again, by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. Well, if you're tired of spending hours on cardio with minimal results, then listen up, because I got a game-changing fitness breakthrough for you. The Carol Bike, science-backed, time-saving solution trusted by experts for optimizing health and longevity. They use this special form of a workout called a re-hit, which allows you to achieve superior health and fitness benefits compared to regular cardio in 90% less time. That's amazing. That's a lot of time, 90%. Studies show that by doing Carol's 5-minute workout just 3 times a week, you can improve your fitness by 12%, reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and even wind back your internal body clock by 10 years. The science is clear. Carol Bike is your ticket to a healthier and more vibrant life. You got to try it to believe it and to see what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like a walk in the park. When you're pushing hard in those intervals, you're pushing, but then it's just like over and it's done and it walks you through it. It's very motivating. It's 5 feet away from me right now. It's right here in my office. My cool little exercise toy in my office. So you get $250 off your Carol Bike. You don't have to wait any longer. You can join over 25,000 riders and visit carolbike.com today. carolbike.com. In this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Show,
one of the big myths that we kind of inherited when we first started this, which we've now seen exploded, is that glucose was the preferred fuel of the body. And now we know from science literature that actually ketones are the preferred fuel of the body.
we're looking for is that sustainability. So we're not looking for a product that will take you up and then bring you right back down. We're looking, as Gary said perfectly, we're looking for that product that will stay in your system and keep ketones in your body throughout the day.
He's an expert in human performance and nutrition. Voted America's top personal trainer and one of the globe's most influential people in health and fitness. His show provides you with everything you need to optimize physical and mental performance. He is Ben Greenfield.
Power. Speed. Mobility. Balance. Whatever it is for you, that's the natural movement. Get out there. When you look at all the studies done, studies that have shown the greatest efficacy.
All the information you need in one place, right here, right now, on the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
Hey, fellas, it's Ben Greenfield, and as you know, lots of folks are talking about ketosis these days, so I decided to get a couple of experts on the show who specifically have taken a pretty deep dive into ketosis and this whole idea of exogenous ketones, along with what kind of vitamins and minerals and nutrients that you might need in your diet to fill in some of the potential holes of a ketogenic diet or the use of exogenous ketones. And my guests today, they operate a company called Ketgenics, K-E-G-E-N-I-X. And their names are Rob Rogers and Gary Millett. And Rob is a graduate of the University of San Diego. He played professional baseball with the Cleveland Indians, and after his baseball career ended, became a serial entrepreneur, eventually meeting up with my former podcast guest, Dominique D'Agostino, to learn about ketosis and ketones. And he and my other guest on the show, Gary Millett, have actually licensed the worldwide rights to Dominique D'Agostino's ketone technology, and now they're creating these exogenous ketone supplements based on Dr. D'Agostino's research. Gary Millett is the co-founder of Ketgenics, and actually one of the key authorities on their website for everything from keto eating to ketone supplementation to keto protocols to keto coaching. He's also the inventor of something we'll talk about today called their quad beta hydroxybutyrate salts, pending patent. So We're gonna dive into a lot of ketone related stuff on today's show. So if you happen to be holding a baguette or sitting in an Italian restaurant, you may want to shut this one off right now. Otherwise, if you like things like avocados and olive oil and Mediterranean cheeses and all that good stuff, then you're in a good place. So welcome to the show, guys.
A pleasure.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on, and Rob, fill me in on when you were playing professional baseball. Were you into this stuff at all? I mean, were you back there when everybody else was eating sunflower seeds in the dugout, stuffing your face with coconut oil, or how'd you get into all this?
Yeah, sunflower seeds and chewing tobacco. It's kind of funny, Ben. I played baseball a million years ago, but no, I mean, that was what was so hard when we met with Dominic. Because everything he said went against what I was taught as a pro athlete, which was eat carb, carb, carb. And honestly, I didn't even know how to spell ketones. So when he was talking to us, I had no idea what he was talking about.
So when you actually met up with Dom, how did that happen? Like how did you guys actually get to know each other?
Someday somebody would probably write a book about it, because it's been a 5-year journey with myself and Gary. How I met him was one night I was drinking. Part of what I wanted to do when I got out of baseball was to give back. So I started a softball organization, primarily for my two daughters. So one night I was drinking with one of the parents, and he said, "Hey, do you know who my brother is?" And I didn't. And his brother was good friends with Dominic. So we started talking, and he started telling me about the work that Dominic was doing down in South Florida, University of South Florida. And I said, hey, can you introduce me to his brother, which he did. And I talked to his brother, who subsequently introduced us to Dominic. So it was intriguing. I didn't understand it. Gary did. Gary has an extensive background in chemistry and biology. So I said, Gary, let's go down and meet with this guy. So, and it was a chance to go down to Florida where it was nice and warm. So I said, let's go. So we went down there, and Dominic, and I mean, literally to this day, is one of the most, you know, from a, not just from ketones, but nutrition, one of the smartest guys I've ever met. So went down, he explained this thing about this technology he had, very intriguing. Against, it went against everything I knew as an athlete, but it was interesting. So Gary and I came back from Florida, and I said, Gary, what do you think? I said, it's way above my head. But Gary said, you know, there's something here, and I truly believe this is where, you know, eventually someday this is where it's going to go. So we did license the worldwide rights from the or for the technology from University of South Florida. And then that's where the work began, because at that point it was just an idea. It was, how do you turn this incredible idea, one, into a product, and then how do you commoditize it?
Gary, what exactly did you guys license from University of South Florida?
It was really the technology that Dominic had come up with in the combining of beta-hydroxybutyrate and mid-chain triglycerides, MCT. And what we kind of looked at in terms of that research is what's the actual benefit of doing that? And so being able to connect the two dots. So a mid-chain triglyceride, it responds differently in the body than does an exogenous ketone. So when you combine the two of those in kind of a tight blend in the right ratio, you tend to get a much higher and sustained level of ketones than you do with simply mid-chain triglycerides alone or simply beta-hydroxybutyrate alone. And so when you start looking at what his research was in being able to demonstrate that, we thought if we're going to commoditize this product, why not use a technology that is beyond the components? And so that's really the driver behind licensing those two, that patent.
So can you explain to people, either of you, what's going on when you combine medium chain triglycerides or these MCTs or MCT oil or MCT oil powder with something like an exogenous ketone, like beta-hydroxybutyrate? Why is that better? What's actually going on from a physiological standpoint that makes that a superior fuel mix or something you guys would even want to patent?
What ends up happening in that type of process is that you see beta-hydroxybutyrate really hits the bloodstream pretty quickly. And that's absorbed very rapidly through as it is, because once beta-hydroxybutyrate hits the bloodstream, it doesn't do a lot of transformation, meaning it doesn't go back and forth between itself and acetoacetate. However, the delivery of the beta-hydroxybutyrate along with the MCT, the MCC, seems to travel that hepatic path, and it essentially goes through the acetyl-CoA into acetoacetate. And then the body seems to determine what level of beta-hydroxybutyrate it wants to make or retain as acetoacetate. But I think physiologically, I think what we have been working on and believe happens is that there's a certain ratio of ketones that the body monitors. So if it has all of one ketone and none of the other, so it has all beta-hydroxybutyrate and none of the acetoacetate, it signals such that the system says, oh, wait a minute, maybe I have too much of this and not enough of that. And I think it has a tendency to impair the endogenous ketone production. But the other thing about the MCT, as you probably know, Ben, is it aids in endogenous ketone production. So now you've got two things going on. You've got the exogenous ketones of beta-hydroxybutyrate going to the blood, and you have also the endogenous ketones being converted through acetyl-CoA through the liver.
And that acetyl-CoA that is allowing for ketone production through the liver, most of that is coming from the medium-chain triglycerides?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, got it. So it's not as much the exogenous beta-hydroxybutyrate that's getting converted into, I think the pathway would be acetoacetate and then acetyl-CoA. It's more the fact that the MCT oil is making acetyl-CoA. The beta-hydroxybutyrate is supplying it just basically as a direct main line to the bloodstream. So between the two, you're kind of getting a double whammy effect.
Exactly. And I think that's what Dominic's patent was so elegant in demonstrating, Ben, is that there's a synergistic relationship that allows for a higher sustainability of ketones than simply either of those substrates taken alone.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. So when I look at Dominique's patent that I think, did he create that patent with Patrick Arnold, the guy who I think that was like the very first ketone supplement I ever tasted was Patrick Arnold's stuff. I mean, like years and years ago when I was experimenting with this stuff for Iron Man, it tasted like freaking like acidic rocket fuel, but it worked.
Yeah.
So his patent on compositions and methods for producing elevated and sustained ketosis, which I mean you can find this patent anywhere online and look at it. Basically what it says that it's beta hydroxybutyrate mineral salts combined with medium chain fatty acids. That's the same as MCT oil, right?
Yes.
Okay. Or an ester thereof, such as medium-chain triglycerides, used to induce ketosis, achieving blood ketone levels of 2 to 7 millimolars with or without dietary restriction. And it says that combination results in big improvements in metabolic biomarkers related to, like, insulin resistance and diabetes and weight loss and physical performance and a much higher elevation of blood ketones and lowering of blood glucose levels than you'd get if you didn't combine those two. One question that I have for you, though, is this whole idea of it working with or without dietary restriction. The reason I ask this question is a lot of people ask me this. They're like, is it even natural for us to be like eating ketones, right? Versus getting there via calorie restriction or carbohydrate restriction. Like, could it potentially be like a dangerous state for the body to be getting these external sources of ketones because potentially you wouldn't be in an energy restricted state when you're getting them, right? So maybe you would have like high blood glucose combined with high ketones, which from what I understand could potentially create like almost like a diabetic-esque ketoacidotic state where you have simultaneous high blood glucose and high ketones. Do you guys ever get concerned about, or have you researched at all, the potential negative implications of this stuff? I mean, is there any research on this?
Yeah, let me hit on that real quick, Ben, and then Gary can hitchhike on that. So as a company, you know, you hear a lot of people that say, can I take ketones and keep eating unhealthy, you know, keep eating carbs and sugars? And the answer is no. I mean, the supplement is tremendous, and combined with cutting back on your carbs and certainly sugars, you're going to see some effects. The hardest part when we got into this, Ben, and where a lot of our money is now going, is there's thousands of studies, you know, Dominic, Jeff Bullock, Finney, that have done, there's thousands of studies out there on the benefits of being in a ketogenic state, but there have been very little, if any, studies done on exogenous ketones. And that's where we're putting a lot of our money. In fact, we just finished, and we'll be releasing probably within the next 2 weeks, a study we did with 130 people taking an exogenous ketone, and the results were amazing. But Gary, as far as any ill effects of what, you know, what exogenous ketones can do, you can hit on that.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob. I think, Ben, it's kind of an interesting question. I love the question because we do get asked that question. And what's very interesting is if you take a look at the liver's potential to produce endogenous ketones, It's about 130 to 150 grams of ketones a day at full tilt. So if you were like in starvation mode, the body has the ability to produce a lot of ketones. And that's really, it comes down to producing maybe 7 to 9 grams of ketones per hour if you break it down into a 24-hour cycle.
Okay.
What's kind of interesting about that is that the exogenous ketones that we're supplementing with over the course of a day really equates to about 20 grams. So you're so far under what the body's ability to accommodate in terms of ketones. But what's really exciting, that one of the big myths that we kind of inherited when we first started this, which we've now seen exploded, is that glucose was the preferred fuel of the body. And now we have, now we know from science literature that actually ketones are the preferred fuel of the body. So it's almost a perfect scenario where the body gets the ability to have endogenous ketones, and it takes them in and it utilizes them very, very quickly, and almost preferentially, of course, to glucose because of some of the qualities that ketones have and the mechanism by which ketones are actually transferred into the system.
One of the things this patent says is that this particular mix, these beta-hydroxybutyrate mineral salts in combination with medium-chain fatty acids, it says that it yields a significant elevation of blood ketones and a reduction of blood glucose levels. So does that mean that when ketones go up upon consumption of this mix, that blood glucose goes down?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
That's what happens.
And that's just because of what you just explained. The body's going to preferentially use ketones. So because it has no need for glucose, where does the glucose go? Does it get taken up into liver and muscle, or does it simply I would imagine it's not going to get burnt as a fuel if the ketones are getting burnt preferentially as a fuel. So do you have any clue like how it's lowering the blood glucose?
Well, it's kind of interesting because and this is something that maybe we can talk about a little later in the podcast, is this whole concept of utilizing two fuels at once. But unused glucose has a tendency to become glycogen, as you probably know, and that's got two reservoirs of that. You've got one reservoir that harbors itself in the liver, and you've got another reservoir, of course, that harbors itself in the muscles. Now, the muscle glucose doesn't have a chance to become, released into the blood. It's only the liver glucose. So I think the first thing you start seeing is kind of a storage mechanism, and you start to see a slowdown in actual glucose production. And so the real interesting thing about ketones, as you probably know this as well, is it suppresses insulin. So when you get a response of ketones in your system, it's almost like your body kind of stores the glucose off to the side and says, hey, let's use these first, and then we'll come back to that later. And likewise, if you're not really fully keto adapted, the body still consumes glucose through the muscle. And so you're seeing an overall decrease in blood glucose, and that is usually comes from the hepatic system as opposed to coming from the muscle.
Okay, got it. So basically, a lot of this glucose then would be stored away as glycogen. That would be one of the main ways that when you consume exogenous ketones, blood glucose would get lowered.
Yeah, or just consumed on the normal course of, because the amount of exogenous ketones that you're putting in your body is not going to provide all the fuel you need. So it's just going to be burned off as a normal course of metabolism.
Right. And related to what you just said, you alluded to this idea of like somehow elevating blood ketones and elevating blood glucose simultaneously.
Yes.
If one were to do, because I've done that, I did that a few years ago, actually. in a few races that required both endurance as well as some glycolytic effects, what we in the endurance racing world call burning the match, right? Where, for example, in one case, I did it during a Tough Mudder in Las Vegas, right? Where I'm running for long periods of time and trying to rely upon ketones for a somewhat aerobic running protocol. But then I'll have 1 to 2 minute periods of time where I'm burning massive amounts of glucose by clambering up a wall, for example, or hauling a sandbag. And so what I did was I actually took ketones and combined them with literally, I think it was like slamming like a Gatorade gel or something like that. And I had high blood glucose and high blood ketones, meaning that when I and I actually measured this, I remember I did like a Snapchat or an Instagram story on it, but my blood glucose levels were above 100 and my blood ketone levels were above 5. And so both were elevated. And there was a pretty significant, at least subjectively, a performance enhancing effect. You know, it was like rocket fuel. Thankfully, no explosive diarrhea or any deleterious symptoms like that. But you also just mentioned that a few minutes ago that you had some thoughts on that. So what are your thoughts on elevating ketones and elevating glucose simultaneously in terms of using that for performance or any other effect?
That's a topic that we're doing a lot of research on right now. And, Rob, he can probably talk about that. I fix up a few things in the lab for Rob, and he's like one of those guys who will take anything. And you are just the same way, and I'm the same way. We'll take just about anything and try it. But I did pretty much the same type of experiment with a little bit more paying attention to exactly what went into that mixture. And maybe, Rob, you can kind of explain what that resulted in and what you did.
Yeah, Gary made this product that had that was a combination of everything we're talking about. And I took it about 30 minutes before I went in the gym. I did it about for 3 or 4 days. And I've never had a workout like that. I mean, the third day when I left, I called Gary because I was going to be on the road for about literally a month. And I said, Gary, make me up 30 packets immediately. I need this stuff. So what I felt was, from a strength standpoint and from a cardio standpoint, I literally was in the gym the last day for 3 hours and felt like I hadn't even been in there for 10 minutes. And so whatever this combination is, it had a dramatic impact from working out. And I know, Gary, we've been working with it with some CrossFitters in Miami, and they've had the exact same results. So we seem to be onto something here.
Are you guys testing bloods, like seeing if it would cause an increase in, not to harp on the bad effects, but, you know, I've experienced the good effects. So I'm just curious, you know, if you're testing things like inflammation or elevated liver enzymes or other things that might happen if one were to have really high levels of glucose and ketones. Because, again, it is kind of like a non-natural state for the body to be in, at least in my opinion. You didn't probably see ancestral man walking around too much like fasted with high blood glucose levels unless they were maybe diabetic or insulin resistant.
No. We haven't got to that stage yet. I think the fun part about, you know, my job in the company right now is coming up with some of these wild ass things and getting it to a point where we're satisfied with what it's doing for people. You know, it's all about, you know, how do people feel and what you can make it do. And then from there, you want to take it and do exactly what you're talking about is, okay, now that we know we get this impact and we get this effect and people are really liking it, now let's take that and and further that and have that studied as to what are the biomarker implications of that. But so far right now, we're not seeing any big changes in biomarkers, and it's really fascinating how the body works. And the more and more you are into this, the more and more respect you have for how incredible it functions and its ability to do things that you never thought it could do. And so, you know, we're just, this is kind of a brave new world, being able to experiment now with exogenous ketones. So now you have the option of multiple fuels. What could you do? And so we're really on the cusp of doing some very interesting stuff with this, with exogenous ketones. And you know, I'm just happy Rob is such a willing guinea pig for this stuff.
Yeah. And one other thing that comes to mind, not to kick this whole like exogenous ketone and blood glucose horse to death, but just playing devil's advocate, why can't people just like fast and not eat that many carbohydrates to get into ketosis? Like, why would there be any advantage to taking exogenous ketones?
Oh, they can. And we tell them to. And when we first got into this, again, you got to remember, this was 5 years ago. So when we were doing this, everything about ketones was negative. And if you Googled ketones, the only thing that came up was ketoacidosis. So when we first got into this, we had the only way we could get the benefit of ketones, really, other than what Patrick had with his product, was to get into it via diet. And Gary literally started it probably within, 2 to 3 months of meeting with Dominic, and has been in a ketogenic state ever since. I personally go in and out of it. But we would love people to get into a ketogenic state. The hardest part is, as you know, Ben, because I know you've been in it, it's very difficult. So to take a person, an average person in the U.S. eats 300 grams of carbs a day, and to get them to go down to, say, 50 or 75, it's incredibly difficult. So one, that's where the supplement comes in. It makes it easier to do that, get the benefit of the ketones without getting in a ketogenic state. But even those people that are keto adapted, Dominic, they still get benefits from taking ketones. And, Dominic himself probably takes our supplement 2 to 3 times a day, not every day, and he still gets benefits of it. You know, he's getting more energy, more appetite suppression.
Yeah, that's the main thing I've found is even lately, due to some gut issues, specifically related to like fermentation of carbohydrates and the need for me to eat less bulk in my diet, I shifted back into it. It's been a while since I've done this, but I shifted back into almost like a full ketosis-based diet. And, back in the day when I used to do that, what you would call, I guess, strict ketosis versus cyclic ketosis. Cyclic ketosis meaning, before I'd like eat a pretty large amount of carbohydrates in the evening and then kind of get back into ketosis the next day and kind of stay there the full day until the next night. I quit doing that and just kind of went straight into ketosis. And normally I'd be chewing my freaking arm off and like gnawing on the insides of my cheeks all day. But instead, all I've been doing is just taking one of those little magic bullets. And I've got, just so I'm not constantly hyped up, a big French press full of decaf coffee that I make in the morning now. And whenever I'm hungry, I just go heat up that coffee on a pot on the stove, dump the piping hot coffee into the magic bullet. Then I'll toss like some cinnamon, some stevia, and some ketones in there, blend it up, and just sip on that. And I'm fine all day long. I mean, I can just go and go. I almost get nervous that I might not be getting in enough like micronutrients just because I'm literally just like drinking coffee and ketones. But ultimately, you are correct. I mean, when it comes to appetite suppression, the ability to be able to almost like maintain that fasted state more easily, it does render what seems to be almost like an unfair advantage.
I get laughed at maybe because it's a little bit woo-woo, esoteric, invisible, whatever, but I use quantum energy. I pray over my food when I eat. I try and emanate positive emotions and feelings towards people. I do like little breath work and Tibetan longevity exercise moves to charge up my body with invisible energy. And yes, I even blast my home and my body with certain quantum energy products like necklaces and little boxes that I can use to charge up food. And I get this all from this company called Lila Q. Now, I realize that some quantum energy stuff is not provable by science, but Lila does have third-party studies revealing a remarkable 20 to 30% increase in ATP production, a vital process for cells. Quantum energy has over 59 studies already done and counting. These are randomized double-blind studies these folks are doing for blood quality and HRV optimization. I can't explain it, okay? I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I can explain how quantum energy would increase blood energy or blood quality. could be placebo. I don't know. But all I can tell you is I wear their necklace. I use their products. I blast my home with their energy. And it's called Lila Q. I've got a podcast with them, a few, if you want to take a deeper dive. But you just go to the website. Check it out. It's kind of fun to surf around. And you know what? If anything, you're going to have some cool-looking conversation products at your house and hanging around your neck. I love them. Lila Q, LEELAQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. LeelaQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You got to check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You can put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again, by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. That'll give you 20% off your first order. Well, if you're tired of spending hours on cardio with minimal results, then listen up, because I got a game-changing fitness breakthrough for you. The Carol Bike, science-backed, time-saving solution trusted by experts for optimizing health and longevity. They use this special form of a workout called a rehit, which allows you to achieve superior health and fitness benefits compared to regular cardio in 90% less time. That's amazing. That's a lot of time, 90%. Studies show that by doing Carol's 5-minute workout just 3 times a week, you can improve your fitness by 12%, reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and even wind back your internal body clock by 10 years. The science is clear. Carol Bike is your ticket to a healthier and more vibrant life. You got to try it to believe it and to see what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like a walk in the park. When you're pushing hard in those intervals, you're pushing, but then it's just like over and it's done and it walks you through it. It's very motivating. It's 5 feet away from me right now. It's right here in my office. My cool little exercise toy in my office. So you get $250 off your Carol Bike. You don't have to wait any longer. You can join over 25,000 riders and visit carolbike.com today. Carolbike.com.
I did want to ask you guys, though, a little bit about like your specific patent and kind of like what you're doing with Ketogenics. For example, one of the things that I noted was the use of the term quad salts, beta hydroxybutyrate quad salts. Is that important that you use a quad salt, and what does that mean?
So let me take that, Ben. That's very, very important. I think one of the things I've seen on 4 or 5 of your podcasts is how important electrolytes are. And, you know, we're just one big electrical system. And so without electrolytes, you really just don't get those electrical impulses moving as well as they should. And when people go into a ketogenic state, what ends up happening is they lose a lot of electrolytes because a lot of water is flushed out of the system, because glucose is very water intensive. And when you start to become more keto adapted, you're going to lose some of that water. So it's very, very important that you replace those electrolytes. And so what better way than to replace the electrolytes than to combine them with beta hydroxybutyrate as a carrier? So rather than using table salt, sodium chloride, because we all know the impact of free chloride, it's not all that good in your system. But can you imagine just transporting the free sodium ion along with the energy substrate directly into your body? So what we've tried to do with quad salts, getting back to your question, is the body has kind of a natural balance of the four main electrolytes of calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium. And there are certain published RDAs on those. Now, in a ketogenic diet, those RDAs are probably need to be more elevated because of the need for electrolytes. But what we've tried to do in our product is that we have actually engineered the product such that there's a balance between the calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium. So all four of those essential electrolytes have now been balanced and are attached to the beta-hydroxybutyrate. And that's really where that quad salt concept comes for. And in fact, that's one of the patents that we have actually filed.
So you really wouldn't need to take like a bunch of extra electrolytes if you were using a beta-hydroxybutyrate quad salt, because you'd be covering a lot of your bases with these extra electrolytes.
Right on track.
Okay, cool. Well, that's kind of convenient. What about like trace minerals? You know, like you'll use a lot of these trace liquid mineral supplements. They'll tell you they've got like 80 plus different minerals. Or, you know, I've even talked to folks who will combine like Celtic and Himalayan salts to get all of their little tiny micro minerals covered, you know, vanadium and chromium and a lot of these smaller minerals. Do you get worried about that at all? Or are you just trying to like cover the big guns with the four salts?
Well, in the main product, you're correct. We're really worried about mainly the electrolytes in our main prime product. But that launches into another topic, and you're dead on in terms of the need now for better micronutrition in when somebody goes into more of a ketogenic fat adapted state. And that's why we invented a product called Keto Essentials. And what that did is it allows us through a supplement to engineer a vitamin supplement basically around ketogenic adaptation. And so that's how that product came about, is recognizing exactly what you stated is, wow, there are certain trace minerals such as you're looking at selenium and copper and magnesium and chromium that you do need to add back into the diet. And so that's why we engineered Keto Essential, is to blend in with what you want to do from exogenous ketone supplementation, as well as what you want to do from endogenous ketone production. So it's all kind of a system, if you will.
Okay, got it. Now you mentioned Prime. That's actually the name of one of your guys' products at Ketogenics, right?
Correct.
Okay, so it's called Ketogenics Prime, and is that just basically just pretty much this thing that you patented from Dominique, just a basic beta-hydroxybutyrate quad salt with medium-chain triglycerides?
It is, and you know, there's the key to that is really having it in the ratios you want it in. That's going to give you the maximum equilibrium between what we believe is the acetoacetate beta-hydroxybutyrate. And what we really are trying to accomplish in all of this is extended ketone levels. We, you know, the whole basis of Dominic's patent that makes it so brilliant is it's all based on sustainability. It doesn't really do you much good to go way up high and way down fast, because a 3-hour window of ketones, I'm not sure, and not much literature is shown outside of athletic performance. What's that value? We believe the value, the best value that people can get into is more mimicking a ketogenic state, which means that you extend the ketone levels for a long period of time. And so that's become really our driving force between the products that we're engineering right now.
All right, and so you're saying that with this combination, you could get into a ketogenic state a lot faster.
And sustain it a lot longer.
Like how fast and how long are we talking?
Well, we have done we've done experiments. We know right now that we can get to pretty high levels, 2-3 millimoles, and we can sustain it with the dosing requirements up 8-9 hours.
Oh wow! So that's not on one dose. That's kind of like redosing throughout the day.
It's through two doses.
Okay, got it. And those doses again are just beta hydroxybutyrate and MCT?
Basically, yes.
Okay, so that's the prime. But then you also have this thing. I kind of like this. I actually tried some, and it's really tasty. This chocolate. I think you have vanilla too, but it's called Keto Meal. Now, how is Keto Meal different than just this beta hydroxybutyrate medium chain triglyceride blend you have in the Keto Prime stuff?
Well, Keto Meal is kind of an interesting animal, because one of the things that when people go into ketosis, they're always complaining about is, oh, I've got to stop and I've got to fix dinner, or I've got to watch what I eat, whatever the case may be. And so we got a lot of feedback from our own customer base saying, boy, wouldn't it be convenient if you could actually create a meal replacement that actually had ketones? And so the backbone behind Prime is the same backbone behind Keto Meal. But now what we have actually done is we've been able to combine the best parts of Prime with protein and some carbs to make it a perfect keto balanced meal that somebody can just drop in their shaker, shake it up, it's chocolate or vanilla, and they have a complete meal replacement.
Now, when you say complete meal replacement, what do you mean?
It means that it has all the amount of fat, protein, and carbs necessary to qualify as a complete meal replacement.
What about vitamins?
And it has the vitamins as well.
Okay, so it's almost like a multivitamin that you've then added. Well, what's the source of the protein? Is that just like a whey protein you put in there?
It's a whey isolate protein.
Okay, so you have medium chain triglycerides, whey isolate protein, your electrolytes, your beta hydroxybutyrate in those four different salts that you talked about, multivitamin, and anything else? Like what's it sweetened with?
It's sweetened with stevia.
Okay, got it. So you decided not to put Diet Coke in there, huh?
Well, you know, that was Rob and I tossed that up and back and forth because everybody loves Diet Coke, but yeah. We did settle on stevia, yeah.
Okay, no acetylsalicylamine or sucralose. I like it. And what about the vitamins? Is it how did you choose the amount of the vitamins? Did you just go with the RDA, or what'd you go with as far as vitamin content added to this stuff?
Yeah, we did go with the RDA in Keto Meal, and that's because of the fact that we had produced Keto Essentials as an additional add-on to that. So the vitamins that we have placed into Keto Meal gives us kind of a complement to the fact that it's ketogenic, and it also gives us right down the line of being an actual meal replacement. So that's why we could call it a meal replacement, is we followed those guidelines pretty closely.
Okay, got it. Now, I interviewed Dr. Veach about his ketone esters. Dominique D'Agostino and I have talked a little bit about ketone esters as well. And there's even new companies popping up now with these really fancy, albeit expensive, ketone esters. Like, I think HVMN is one popular company that's doing it. Ketone Aid is another, and they're seeing that, like, DARPA and the Tour de France riders and all these folks using these ketone esters as, like, the ultimate way to get into ketosis, as like something that's supposedly far superior to something like a beta hydroxybutyrate salt. What's your guys' take on ketone esters? Why wouldn't you use something like that in Keto Meals? Is it just the fact that they're freaking like, $1,000 to make a small amount of them, or are there other reasons?
No, we've known about the esters from the very beginning. When we talked to Dominic, that was one of the things we were thinking of. Do we go with an ester or do we go with BHB? And then at that time, as it is today, the ester is, it's very expensive, and it's not the best tasting thing you've ever tasted. But, the companies that you just mentioned, they've done a great job. Gary and I know them very well. But still today, it's still the same challenge. The products are very expensive. They still aren't the best tasting things. And you're taking a lot of them. I mean, some of the product is minimum is 25 grams. It's up to as much as 75 grams. And it's really more of a performance product, which is great. We have kind of stayed away from that. You know, what could happen if you took 75 grams of BHB? And so we're looking at a bunch of different things. We've kind of stayed away from that. But from a performance standpoint, you know, there might be a place for the ester. But again, what we're looking for is that sustainability. So we're not looking for a product that will take you up and then bring you right back down. We're looking, as Gary said perfectly, we're looking for that product that will stay in your system and keep ketones in your body throughout the day.
Okay.
But that said, no, we're still doing a lot of work in that area, and we have some very creative ideas that we think are going to change this ketone space, and it could be a combination of a lot of things. So.
Now, what about this keto spray stuff that you guys have? What's that?
That's Ignite. And what we've been able to do is put beta-hydroxybutyrate with a couple of other key ingredients. We have alanine alpha ketoglutarate as one of those elements. And we have natural caffeine, and we have beta-hydroxybutyrate. And that kind of forms a real beautiful coupling that when you spray Ignite underneath your tongue, you get more of a sublingual absorption as opposed to digestion. And it gives people that kind of kick. So let's say, for instance, that you're going along and you're struggling to stay in your diet and you need a little boost, or you're doing this pre or post workout. Just something that allows us to provide additional ketones in any time you want them, in a very convenient way to apply it.
Yeah, how many ketones do you get when you spray the stuff into your mouth?
Well, it's maybe not as much as that. It's how much do you get absorbed? Because when you're absorbing the ketones under your tongue, you get a much different absorption rate, of course, as you know, than you do when you digest it. So overall, I think that you're probably collectively in the milligram level, probably 100, 150 milligrams.
Okay.
But it's certainly being absorbed in a much different way.
Now, the stuff that you've mixed it with, the arginine alpha ketoglutarate, I'm most familiar with that as like a pre-workout, like almost like a cell volumizer. It's an amino acid for like pump or vascularity that you'd use pre-workout. Why did you guys decide to put that in there and then combine caffeine into this spray along with glucuronolactone? Like what's the idea behind this formula?
It really gives you almost a very interesting nootropic effect. And when, you know, and ketones are very, what we would say, brain excitable. And so when you combine the three of those, you really get a very interesting lift from a, let's just say, a brain function standpoint. And you know, as well as we know, is that, boy, I'll tell you, going into workout, or even post-workout, or even a mood lift, when you can get the brain excited, you know, life is good.
Now, how much caffeine is in this? Because I noticed it says proprietary blend on the side of it, but it doesn't really say how much caffeine. I'm just curious.
Under 50 milligrams, so okay. it's minimal.
It's kind of a unique approach to like a pre-workout, because a lot of pre-workouts, you know, it's caffeine. Used to be ephedra, of course, back in the day, you know, maltodextrin, fructose, BCAAs, etc. This one's kind of interesting because you've obviously got ketones and then the small amount of caffeine, but then the AAKG for the pump with the glucuronolactone. And you've also got N-acetyl L-tyrosine in there, which from what I understand has an effect on neurotransmitters, right?
It does. So you've hit it right on the head. That's a very, very good dissection of Ignite, in that you can see that in a combination of those four elements, we are really, really targeted to igniting the brain. And it just, it goes in so many applications. It goes in terms of mood change. It goes in terms of helping people pre and post workout. It's really good if you're kind of struggling in your ketogenic diet, and maybe you have like a craving or something. It's really good because it affects the brain in such a really interesting way.
Yeah, it's a very interesting approach. I admittedly, I've tried your keto meal. I've tried your Ketogenics Prime, but I actually haven't tried this keto spray. I'll have to give it a go sometime to check out how it feels compared to my big ass cup of coffee.
And Rob, you may want to talk about the fact that we have this positioned a little bit differently, say in the where we're selling this on Amazon, the kind of response we've been getting.
Yeah, so to that point, we kind of broke out of this ketone space because even though, you know, the ketogenic space over the last 12 to 24 months is exploding, it's still such a very small community. In fact, if you go up and ask, you know, 10 people if they even know what a ketone is, you'll be lucky if you get one person that knows what ketone or ketogenesis is. So what we really focused Ignite in was energy. And we kind of stayed away from the ketone area just to see what would happen. And yeah, the response has been amazing.
Interesting. So when it comes to this stuff or any of your other products, like how often would you need to dose with ketones before you, I mean, what have you guys seen in terms of how long it takes for blood ketone values to kind of start to drop? Is it a few hours? Is it the whole day that something like this stays in the system? Or, you know, what's kind of the goal here as far as, because I personally, you know, like I mentioned, I've been kind of like, you know, blending up these little blends throughout the day, and I'll do it like, you know, two or three times throughout the day. I'll drink a, you know, basically like a serving or two of these ketones. But I mean, is that normal or should it just be like, you know, once a day? And I'm a freak of nature because of my skinny 3,500 calorie a day metabolism.
No, you're right on, Ben. And Gary, this would be perfect to talk about what you and Dominic came up with that continuous ketone supplement.
Yeah, this is such a great question, Ben. It's like a podcast in itself. But, you know, the more we learn, the more we don't know. And when we first started this, we didn't know anything really about it. And a lot of this has come through active experimentation and just trying things and seeing what the body does with it. So we've actually developed a very, very big appreciation for how unique every single person's body. Like you're saying, okay, maybe Ben's a freak of nature, you know, and maybe there's mainstream, you know, people, and then there's, but everybody has a different physiology. And the key to what we want to continue to develop and bring to people is a recognition of that unique physiology. So we've developed a concept we call continuous ketone supplementation. And here's the philosophy around that, is that some people want to get into ketosis naturally. They want to just go ahead and be ketogenic the old-fashioned way, what we call the old-fashioned way. Other people, they would love to do nothing more than continue their diet and supplement themselves continuously and maintain a level of ketones in their body based on supplementation. So you got the two extremes that we look at. So, and then you've got everybody else in the middle. So the beauty of trying to build products that allow for what we call continuous ketone supplementation is it allows people to kind of to where they want to be. How much endogenous ketones do you want to make? How many exogenous ketones do you want to take? How much do you want to take if you're athletically performing? You know, what if you have a sleep disorder? You know, what all of these kinds of questions really kind of comes down to allowing an individual to kind of dial in to where it fits their needs the best. That's the concept we call continuous ketone supplementation. So what we want to provide is just what you mentioned, is we want to provide a pathway that you can take one or two or three or four doses in whatever size you need to get where you want to get in your own personal regimen.
Got it.
That's where we want to continue to go. And, you know, this is kind of one of those things that is really, you know, personal physiology and personal biohacking and personal training is all about these days.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's pretty easy to measure these days your actual ketone levels and just pay attention to how you feel. Like, I've been using this. Have you guys seen this this Level ketone monitor?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's the one I have in my office right now. It's like a breath ketone monitor. How do you guys measure? Do you both follow like a ketotic based diet? And if so, like what are you doing? Like blood measurements or breath measurements, or what do you do?
Great question. When you get more and more keto adapted, the keto strips don't really work very well because your body is really taking everything your body's producing. So you can initially go from using a keto stick to seeing that in fact ketones are getting into your body, but the more and more you get keto adapted.
You mean like a urinary keto stick?
Yeah, exactly. Like the Bayer keto sticks. The more and more you get keto adapted, the less and less those will register. In my case, I might register like pink, which basically says, hey, you know, you got ketones in your body, but not much. But if I measure myself on a blood meter, and the problem is the blood meter doesn't measure all the ketones either. It only measures the deenantiomer of beta-hydroxybutyrate. So it doesn't measure acetoacetate, and it doesn't measure the L version of the of BHB or acetone, for that matter. So the device you're talking about, we are familiar with, in that it's like, hey, I'm going to measure my acetone, and I'm going to extrapolate how much acetoacetate and BHB I'm making. And to some degree, that could be accurate if you're doing endogenous ketone supplementation, but the question I've always had is how accurate are those when you're doing exogenous ketone supplementation? Because the beta hydroxybutyrate is already beta hydroxybutyrate. So that it's not a conversion totally in total of acetyl-CoA. And that's where the acetone, the breakdown of the beta oxidation, is breaking it down into acetoacetate and acetone. That's where you get the acetone. So measurement is tricky. In our field, when I'm doing all the tests we're doing, I use blood.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I mean, like, I know that blood's kind of the gold standard, obviously just not quite as easy to do. And
it
sometimes
is.
Sometimes I'm lazy and sometimes I don't want to bloody up my fingers.
My fingers are freaked out now.
Yeah. Yep, you know, exactly. It's like the right butt cheek of people who supplement with exogenous testosterone. It's just a little bit twitchy.
Yeah, that's great. You know, it's like, what is that scar tissue on your index finger? Oh, yeah. That's from 4,000 needle pricks.
Exactly. You'll never be a professional typist. Well, this is really interesting, guys. I know that you've shared a discount code with our audience to try any of this stuff. So a few things if you're listening in. First of all, the show notes for this podcast episode, they're over at bengreenfieldfitness.com/fastketosis. That's bengreenfieldfitness.com/fastketosis. And over there, I'm going to put a link to all of my previous podcast interviews that I've done with Dominique D'Agostino, because we've done like four together, as well as some other pretty interesting episodes I've done on ketones with, you know, Dr. Peter Atia and Mark Sisson, and really a whole host of people. It's probably one of the topics, in addition to cancer, that I've covered the most on this show. So bengreenfieldfitness.com/fastketosis is where you can go to get that stuff. And then also, I'll put a discount code over there for 10% discount on any of the stuff from Ketogenix. But you can also just go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/ketogenics, just like it sounds with an X, K-E-G-E-N-I-X. And you can use discount code Greenfield. That'll save you 10% over there. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. On their spray, on their prime, on their keto meal, anything you want. So it's actually pretty tasty stuff, I have to say. If you haven't tried that chocolate keto meal, you're missing out. Blend that stuff up with some ice. It's like a Wendy's Frosty. So anyways, Gary and Rob, thanks for coming on the show and sharing all this stuff with us, man. I really appreciate it. And I love the tasty stuff you guys are creating over there at Ketogenics.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Awesome. Well, for those of you listening in, again, bengreenfieldfitness.com/fastketosis or bengreenfieldfitness.com/ketogenics and use discount code Greenfield to save 10%. And until next time, I'm Ben Greenfield along with Gary and Rob from Ketogenics signing out from bengreenfieldfitness.com. Have an amazing week. Hey, folks, don't go yet because Gary just started to spell out for me this amazing smoothie recipe that he makes. So I hit record so you guys can listen in, because we were chatting a little bit after the episode and Gary started to spill the beans on his secret recipe. So Gary, give us your secret recipe for using keto meal.
Yeah. My favorite, of course, it's Ben's favorite too, is our chocolate keto meal. So the smoothie I make in the morning is I take some water. I put a couple scoops of the chocolate keto meal with a couple tablespoons of whole cream, the 40% that has no carbs. And then I put some powdered peanut butter, a scoop of freeze-dried coffee, and a couple squirts of this new stevia caramel, and it makes for an amazing shake. It's just, it's almost like a salted caramel peanut butter smoothie.
Okay, so it's powdered peanut butter, cream, and like a liquid stevia, and then the keto meal?
And the keto meal, and coffee.
And coffee. Okay, dude, I'm going to do this. I'm out of keto meal. You guys send me some, I'll make this, and for those of you listening in, I'll write down this recipe right now. As a matter of fact, Gary, if you have exact amounts and you email me the recipe, I'll put it in the show notes for people.
Yeah, I have exactly the recipe. I can do this.
All right.
I'll do it today for you.
For those of you who actually decide to listen in for the end of this podcast, there you go. Boom. You got yourself a little bonus. So so thanks for staying in until the end. All right. Now we really are out of here. And Gary, Rob, I'll talk to you guys later.
You've been listening to the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast. Go to bengreenfieldfitness.com for even more cutting-edge fitness and performance advice.